unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. On this particular day, as a citizen of the United States of America, one would think that I would be miserable today, courtesy of Team USA losing the World Baseball Classic 3-2 to Venezuela last night in Miami. I got it. I understand. But let me tell you something right now. Life is about moments. And life is about moments. And when I think about what I saw last night in the bottom of the eighth with Bryce Harper at the plate with an out, okay, taking an 0-1 pitch and smacking that bad boy off the center field wall. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the epic moments that we have seen in sports in the modern era. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Do we have that tape of Joe Davis for FS1 calling this, Sean? Sean, the listeners out there, just take a moment. Close your eyes. Pause. And listen to this right now, please. Listen to this right now.
Harper sends a fly ball to deep center field. Better late than never. Bryce Harper has tied the championship.
Oh, my Lord. You know, it's like, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mind telling my age because, you know, damn it, I'm 58, but I don't look it. I don't look it, and I damn sure don't feel it. If it wasn't for this damn dental surgery that I had to go through, I really, really wouldn't feel it because I'm in the best shape that I've been in decades. And I got to tell you something right now. I'm just looking at it. It's like it brought out the kid in me. I'm in the gym working out last night. I'm looking at it, and then I hear Joe Davis, first, you know, FS1, great call, one of the all-time great calls. It's just about moments. It's about capturing moments, ladies and gentlemen. And when he sits up there, and he hears Bryce Harper, 1-0 pitch. Deep to center. Better late than never. I mean, and then to watch Bryce Harper toss the bat, circle around first, come around second and point to the crowd. And then after he came around third to point to the American flag on his left bicep and just say, ah, that is what moments are all about. I just can't say enough. I know Team USA lost. I know they couldn't hit the damn ball to save their life. I know other than Bryce Harper, they went like 1-for-26, batting like 0-38 in the series. I get all of it. I don't care. I don't care. Bryce Harper for the Philadelphia Phillies, the $300 million man, the guy that signed a $13 million contract. I'm telling y'all right now, this is going to go down as arguably the greatest moment of his career. The bottom of the eighth, down 0-2, ties the score with a shot over the center field wall. That's what it's made of, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it made of. And I want to take this moment for Rob Manfred and the sport of Major League Baseball to just give them their props. I grew up a diehard Yankee fan. Of all the issues I had with my daddy, watching baseball wasn't one of them. He had me being a diehard Yankee fan. He was a diehard Yankee fan. We watched the Yankees together. The greatest moment for me was when I watched Reggie Jackson smack not one, not two, but three home runs in the World Series to clinch the World Series championship for the New York Yankees. And then last night came. I watched the Yankees win with Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera and Aaron Boone and you know, I mean, everybody, okay? I watched them. I'm telling you that last night when Bryce Harper hit that home run, I mean, I was on the phone with my boy Jeff in California. We were going crazy. It was like, yeah. And then to walk, to come around, to strut around third base, and then to point to the American flag and flex. Ah, that's what I'm talking. See, it's moments like this that bring the kid out of you. It's moments like this that remind you of what sports is supposed to be about, the mosaic that it is, how it brings people from all races, all ethnicities, all genders, everything. It brings everybody together. This is what it's all about. And it's just sad that the United States couldn't close the deal, but my God, what a moment. It's one of the all-time great moments as far as I'm concerned, and the World Baseball Classic is here to stay. Now, let me give props to Venezuela because they deserve all the props in the world. Eduardo Rodriguez and five relievers. Think about what they did to the lineup in Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, and Bobby Witt Jr. Three hits, three walks, struck him out 10 times. That's just a phenomenal performance by Eduardo Rodriguez. Just phenomenal. And the five relievers. That's number one. Number two, let's take this into consideration as well, okay? You take away Bryce Harper's 2-for-4 performance last night with the two-run shot. The rest of Team USA went 1-for-26. 0.38 batting average. No RBIs, 10 strikeouts. Aaron Judge struck out 3 times. Schwarber struck out 3 times. Went a combined 0-for-7 with 6 strikeouts against Venezuela in the one game. Judge, we know he played good the last postseason for the New York Yankees. But prior to that, he was getting maligned because of his postseason performance. What is he doing this tournament? Bats 222 for the tournament. Okay, which is not great. Harp only batted 214 for the tournament. Okay, Bregman only batted 143 for the tournament. So you had a lot of cats that didn't show up. Judge over the final two games against the DR, Dominican Republic, and against Venezuela. 1-for-8 with no runs, no RBIs, and 5 strikeouts. This is not good, and I understand it, but I still want to thank him. I still want to thank him. He showed up, and the bottom line is this. I wish he had hit better, and I get it. But we're looking at Team USA, and listen, last 3 times you're in the championship, you lost. You won in 2017. You lost to Japan when Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout. You lost last night, okay, when you have Valencia, he strikes out Anthony. We get it. I understand it. But in the end, what it comes down to, it's about moments. And at 58 years of age, I don't know if I've ever been this pleased with baseball in my lifetime. And I just want to put it out on Front Street because I want everybody to notice. We watch the ascension of basketball. We certainly have watched football take fold in the United States of America, and they're making their attempts to go global with games in Dublin and France and England and Germany and Mexico and Brazil. We get all of that, right? Baseball has done its part to globalize its brand, particularly in Latin America, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's Guatemala, whether it's Mexico, whether it's Dominican Republic, the list goes on and on and on. Couple of things we need to point out here. First of all, we got to show love to our Latin brothers and sisters. We got to show them love because it's about listen, the greatest form of flattery is imitation. When I see the DR and how they celebrate, when I saw Venezuela, you saw Suarez and what it meant to him to win last night. You saw how they were celebrating. You saw how they were going at it. I mean, listen, baseball has been boring for years in terms of its fixation on etiquette and just a certain way you're supposed to act. The hell with all of that. It's fun. It's a sport. They talk smack to one another. They compete against one another, but they respect one another. And they got love for one another. And they're Major League Baseball players in the end. And the fact of the matter is that when you look at what's transpiring, with the World Baseball Classic, look at Latin America and how they just descended upon Miami. Look at how they were supportive of the DR. Look at how supportive they were of Venezuela. Now, it didn't sound like that when Bryce Harper hit that home run. I'm here to tell you that right now. You know, that sounds like America all day, every day, all right? And to see people with the American flag draped over behind them, jumping up and down, going crazy after Bryce Harper had tied it. I mean, it was sensational, y'all. I can't say enough. I was giddy beyond my imagination. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it is, you're American citizen, it is going to be about the red, white, and blue. You're Latin America, hell, we're a mosaic. We embrace it all. We need to celebrate these. We need to emulate these people. Seriously, we need to let them bring that fervor, that swag that they bring from Latin America to these games. Major League Baseball needs to embrace that kind of climate because it makes the sport that much more fun. We don't need some corny-ass people coming out telling us, oh, you know what happened to proper etiquette and all that. Stop it. You're having fun. You're out there competing. You understand? Ain't nothing wrong with the bat flips. You know, you saw Bryce Harper do it, right? You saw Tatis do it a few rounds ago when he smacked it out. I think it was against Japan, and he posed the way that he posed. I'm like, damn. You got to love it. This is what it's all about. This is what it is. And we got an epic matchup last night. It was a duel. It was a thriller. And when Roman Anthony struck out, 99-mile-per-hour fastball by Palencia. I mean, damn. Went right at him. You understand? And then turned around and threw his glove and just wait. I mean, listen, this is what it's all about. I was sad that USA lost, but I was so proud of the moment that Bryce Harper gave us. This is what sports is. This is what it's supposed to be. Don't tell me there's anything in life that brings people together better than sports. If it exists, I haven't seen it. And if you're Major League Baseball, it's a prime opportunity right now. You just had an absolutely wonderful World Series. Absolutely wonderful World Series. With the Dodgers going against the Toronto Blue Jays. That was the United States against Canada. And Guerrero and the crew pushed them to seven games. And you saw that tremendous catch in the outfield in the World Series. And you saw Shohei Ohtani. He's a $700 million man. He's a $700 million man who's a dual threat because he's a home run monster smacking over 50 home runs. And, oh, by the way, he can go on the hill for you and pitch and throw 100 miles an hour. And that brother, despite playing throughout the World Series, pinch hitting throughout the World Series, showed up on the mound in a Game 7. And Toronto went at him and ultimately got him out of there inside of five innings. And they had to find a way. The Dodgers had to find a way to pull out the victory and capture their second back-to-back crown, World Series crown. This is what you want. This is what you live for. And you got that going on, and the World Series was phenomenal. And then to follow that up with the World Baseball Classic, let me tell you something right now if you're Major League Baseball. Don't be stupid and arrogant and think for 1 second that that's a license for you to turn around and have a strike or a lockout. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't pull a 1994. Don't jeopardize the season. Don't cancel the World Series. Don't do something like that. We live in a world where there's too many damn distractions. There's too many other things to do in order for you to sit around and wait for people, millionaires and billionaires, to get their act together to reach an accord so the public can be entertained. Particularly in the climate that we're living in, when there's so much to complain about, there's so much to be disheartened about. When you have moments like this, you capitalize off of it and you do what you can to reach a deal. And if you're Major League Baseball, with the negotiations pending, collective bargaining negotiations forthcoming, you don't mess this up. Understand and appreciate the moment. You're Rob Manfred. What a hell of a job you've done. What a hell of a job this man has done as commissioner. He's been a guest on this show before. I got a lot of love for him. This man inserting and implementing elements into the game, whether it's the pitch count, you understand, or shifting in the field of play, or whatever it is, it's invited more athleticism to the sport, and that has ingratiated itself with the younger generation. And so now you're seeing Black participation, 67%, with reviving baseball in the inner cities, RBI programs and other things. Now, all of a sudden, not that you don't need it, but it's not the only thing. There's so much that's assisting. Just like you were willing to make changes to ingratiate your sport with a younger generation so you didn't have the oldest audience out there, 50 plus and up, you know, watching the sport of baseball, and your sport is considered dying. Not anymore. Because youngsters are now gravitating to it again. Here's another way to do that. Embrace that Latino culture. Embrace it. They're our brothers and sisters. Como esta. You understand? They're our brothers and sisters too. Embrace it all. All it's going to do is continue to build the audience. Most of us, if you're smart in the United States of America, you should be taking Spanish lessons if you don't know how to speak Spanish any damn way. I know I'm going to. One of the biggest regrets I have is that damn D I got in Spanish class because I didn't study enough. Damn it. I messed up. My mistake. I'm going to correct the error of my ways. You understand? We all should be bilingual in this country at this particular point. That ain't a reason to be upset. It's a reason to be excited. I ain't getting political. I'm not talking about immigration. I'm talking about my Latino brothers and sisters. Puerto Rico, Mexico, Venezuela, Guatemala. The list goes on and on. I don't give a damn. And they loving baseball. And baseball is loving them back. This was a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful moment. And I'm USA all day, every day. Red, white, and blue, baby. And we lost. And I ain't that upset. I would have been pissed off if we got shut out and nothing happened. But that moment that Bryce Harper gave us, I'm telling y'all right now, just go back. I mean, Sean, play the sound again. Play the sound again, Sean. Play it because they can't see the video, but play the sound again.
Harper sends a fly ball to deep center field. Better late than never. Bryce Harper has tied the championship.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't. The call was phenomenal. But I'm telling you, you got to go back and watch the highlight. To watch him flip the bat, to watch him circle the bases, to watch the crowd. FS1 did a phenomenal job just giving us the moment. You understand? As he circled the bases and you saw the crowd going crazy, and then he rolled around third base and pointed to the American flag on his bicep and then flexed. Ah, I mean, it's one of the all-time great moments that we've seen in sports. And we're going to have a lot more of them. We got the NCAA tournament coming up. We got to talk about that. We got some moves that have been made in the National Football League. Max Crosby has spoken up. We got to talk about what happened with him and the Baltimore Ravens and the trade that wasn't. We got to talk about that. Jaylen Waddle going to the Denver Broncos. We got to talk about that. There's a whole bunch of stuff to get into, plus some NBA action as well. The Knicks, the Lakers, the San Antonio Spurs. The list goes on and on and on. And the WNBA has reached a tentative agreement with its Players Association, okay? So they got big things going on in the WNBA. And my girl, Chinee Ogumike, whose sister is the president of the Players Association, she's going to be on here to talk about that stuff as well as the NCAA tournament. There's a lot of stuff to get into. But I'm telling you, it was necessary for me to start the show off the way that I did because baseball is back. And I ain't talking about the regular season. I'm talking about the sport. I'm talking about what it's done to ingratiate itself with the public in America and abroad. Baseball is in a phenomenal place. This World Baseball Classic ain't going anywhere. And you got people out there talking about Team America. They didn't care that much. Stop it. They just lost. Venezuela played better. DR pushed them to the brink. You understand? These brothers can play. You understand? They have scrubs on their squad. They got brothers that can play. And now we got to sit up there and we got to answer the call. Because if you're Team USA, you got to look yourself in the mirror. And you got to think about the fact that you lost despite having 65 combined all-star selections, 20 silver sluggers, and 12 gold glovers. And you still lost. You got to look yourself in the mirror. You understand? We're sitting up there and Miller doesn't go into the game because, you know what? DeRosa, the manager, was trying to show the respect to the Padres. And you didn't want to put him in unless you had a lead. You wasn't going to put him in with a tie. Bump all of this stuff. Baseball teams need to embrace the fact that, Joe, this stuff is important because to other nations, their national pride comes into play. We need it to apply to us, too. Bryce Harper showed us the way. Bryce Harper showed us the way. You step up in a moment like that. You flex like that, pointing to the American flag. Let me tell you something. That's a big deal. That's a big, big deal. There's two things to show you how I'll accentuate my point. On a negative note, when President Trump, before he was president, got shot, I knew he was going to win the election the second that Secret Service jumped on top of him, and then he got up and he pumped his fist in the air with the American flag behind him. Because I knew that was an imagery no politician could buy. And I knew right then and there he's going to win that election. He's going to win it. I knew that Cooper Flag, I said, if this brother is a star in the league like I think he's going to be, it won't be long before he's the most marketable dude in America. Why? Because his last name is Flag. You put the American flag behind that brother and you market the hell out of him in the United States of America, there won't be a bigger product pusher than him. Okay? And last night, Bryce Harper goes up in there, bat speed, looking a little bit slow throughout the tournament, not looking the same, wondering whether or not the Phillies going to want to keep him. Got about 3 or 4 years left on this deal. What's going to happen with him? And then that brother shows up in the bottom of the eighth, down 2-0, and smacks a shot straight away center field. Better late than never. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. It's moments like that that makes me very, very proud that I chose sports as my profession for my career. I can't even tell y'all how giddy I was, how the little kid in me came out last night when Bryce Harper smacked that home run. That is one of the greatest live sports moments I have ever experienced in my life. It was that great. Only thing I'm mad about is that I wasn't there in person to witness it, because I would have went crazy. That's how special it was. It really, really was. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Calls and guests coming up. Don't go away. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I'm just getting started. Bryce Harper got me hyped, even in a loss. Like I told y'all, baseball is back, y'all. Baseball is back. Back with more Stephen A. Smith Show in a minute.